What I want to know is, how was Drake involved?
I was just going to say, did they meet at Drake's house or what?
I need to know this. Here's the senior writer for ESPN, Ramona Shelburne. Are you aware of Drake's involvement at all with the cheating scandal in Major League Baseball, Ramona?
I am not, but that's a good question. That was a fun little detail. I thought you guys up in Toronto would catch a hold of that one.
Yeah, that's going over
we're
pretty well.
Not
here.
That happy about it, but can you explain?
Well, I think people are reading this wrong. Okay. I see how this has been playing on social media, and I assume you've probably been talking about it on your show, right?
Yes, we have.
Okay, I don't think this is on Drake, guys. Like, he was being a good friend. Like, he was, Drake wasn't, like, at these meetings. He just has a house in Hidden Hills, California, which is, if you don't know California geography, Hidden Hills is, like, where the Kardashians live. It's, like, kind of this area. A little bit, it's like in the San Fernando Valley, a little north of Los Angeles. Kind of, if you want to live out on kind of a ranchy estate, you know, and you don't want to be in Hollywood, you can get a lot more house for what you pay out, you know, in Hollywood or Beverly Hills or whatever. And also, you don't have to be in town, right? Like, you can have a little privacy and distance. So Drake has a huge house out there that he stays in sometimes when he's in L.A. And Paul George actually has a huge house, like, a couple minutes away, which is incredibly convenient. Right?
Well, that's where people from Toronto have a problem, because they're like, Drake, right? You're using your house to recruit other players for a different team. That's why Torontonians are offended.
I get it, but that's not how it was set up. It was more like Drake and Kawhi are friends from their time together in Toronto. And when Kawhi was going to be in Los Angeles for free agent meetings, because, you know, Kawhi lives in San Diego, it's like a couple hours drive, he just let him use his house. So I don't think Drake knew that Kawhi was meeting with Paul George. I mean, I don't know if he knew, but the way that this detail had been relayed to me was, you know, Drake just let him stay there. If anything, I think Drake was doing him a solid, right? Like, he's a Raptors ambassador, and the Raptors were in on recruiting Kawhi at the time. This was like a nice thing to do for a friend. And it just happened that Kawhi used the house as a meeting space, right?
I don't get it.
The guy's got $100 million in the bank.
Can he not get a hotel room or
something? He'll fire up a Four Seasons somewhere in LA.
He actually had stayed at the Four Seasons in Westlake when he met with the Lakers. That was where he had the meeting with the Lakers. So the geography of it is really funny, okay? Kawhi lived in San Diego. The Clippers meeting was at Doc Rivers' house in Malibu. Okay, so Kawhi has to drive up. And my understanding is that they didn't really have a solid location for this meeting until like the last minute, like maybe even the day of. There were like potential locations. And finally, it just ended up being at Doc Rivers' house in Malibu. So if you know the geography of Malibu, is like it's a beach in Los Angeles, but it's a little bit north. So if you were going to come back over to L.A., you could come back just east, I guess, to come back over the mountains from the beach. And the place you would end up is where he ends up meeting the Lakers, which is in Westlake Village. It's kind of in and around the same area, the Hidden Hills, Calabasas area. Let's just refer to it as Kardashian country, right?
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Is that helpful? Okay.
Yep.
So, you know, you got Baywatch out in Malibu, and then you got Kardashian country, which is just a little inland and east, okay? It's a nice area. And the Lakers meeting had actually been moved. Initially, it was going to be at the Lakers headquarters, but because Kawhi was meeting out in Malibu, and then he was going to meet with Paul George out in Hidden Hills, Kardashian country, he couldn't go to El Segundo, which is way down there by LAX. That's like quite a drive. You wouldn't do that.
Right.
So he had to move the Lakers meeting from their facility where they wanted to, you know, show them all their trophies and have them meet at the facility. Nope. He had to meet out at Four Seasons in Westlake Village. And I know they had a suite there, and that's where that meeting took place. And then right after that is when Paul and Kawhi met. What I didn't know was that there was a second meeting after Kawhi got back from Toronto. In the same conversation, but these guys were talking the entire time. And at one point I said, so why did they even need to meet if they were talking? And the answer I got was, well, Kawhi was staying literally a minute and a half away from Paul in Hidden Hills.
Okay, so and that would have been Drake's house. So we're chatting with Ramona Shelburne of ESPN, who's written a great article about Paul George, his journey back to L.A., his hometown, playing for the Clippers, and there's tons of nuggets in there about how George and Kawhi got together and how they basically put this plan in movement, and it led to what we know happened today. The two of them end up with the Clippers, and it turns out Kawhi was staying at Drake's house in L.A. and brokering these deals with Paul George at Drake's house. Here's what I found interesting about the article. I don't believe for a second a 27, 28-year-old calls somebody to congratulate them.
No.
I don't believe it for a second. 20-year-olds, they text. I could see Paul George texting Kawhi saying, hey, congrats, man. I'll see you when you're back in L.A. Let me know when you're back home. I called them, and it happened to lead to a conversation about what we might do in the future. I find that very hard to believe. Because I think, you know, these two, they intended on playing with each other, and they found a way to make it work.
How many people do you call besides me?
I don't even call you.
And him, that's it.
No, I don't call anybody.
No.
And definitely not to congratulate or wish a happy birthday or anything like that. So I got to believe this plan was in works for a while. They knew exactly what they were going to be talking about. They got what they wanted in the end, but also where the Raptors may have come to play in this, because you mentioned in the piece, Ramona, that Sam Presti, the GM of the Oklahoma City Thunder, called up the Raptors with this idea.
Yeah.
Do you think that was ever even a possibility that the Raptors could have made a move here and both Paul George and Kawhi Leonard could be playing for the Raptors today?
Yeah, that was definitely a possibility. There was discussions between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Raptors, but let's be very precise in our wording about discussions. I don't think there were, I think we use the word discussions and it means like, you know, yeah, they were talking. I think there was maybe like a phone call or two. Okay. And the phone call or two was, you know, if the Raptors were willing to give up, you know, the whole team. Okay. And let's say Van Vliet, Siakam, a bunch of draft picks, then the Thunder could then consider trading them Paul George. But the Raptors were never going to do that. Okay. No, I think they got a message from Kawhi when they met with him, which is, he was interested in coming back, but the same kind of message he delivered to the Clippers, he wanted, you know, another all-star there. They needed something else. It wasn't just about, you know, do you like Toronto or run it back or anything like that. Like, he wanted another all-star wing, and that was delivered. And so the Raptors and the Thunder had conversations, but from my understanding, and it's a pretty good understanding, okay, those conversations were not very serious. It was touching a base. You know, how serious, you know, would you consider this? Absolutely not. And there really wasn't much to it. Whereas the Clippers, who I think they knew they were the preferred destination because both guys were from Los Angeles, and that they could potentially lose Kawhi Leonard to the Lakers if they didn't do this, the Clippers were far more motivated to make this trade and give up what we now know is a pretty big haul of assets based on how well Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is playing right now in Oklahoma City. Danilo Gallinari is a nice asset, and we're not even talking about the haul of draft picks that they had to send over. So, you know, in a way, I would say the Raptors were more like used as leverage in this deal than a realistic option.
Based on your understanding, is the NBA done with this story? Like Adam Silver and the owners, is that it? It's over and we're not? Because this is crazy. I mean, Kawhi was a free agent, but...
Right.
Yeah. Your story is incredible, the detail where Paul George is just like, yeah, I'd rather go to the Clippers now. Yeah.
So and there.
Call up Oklahoma City, and then Sam Presti's like, well, I guess he met him in person, like you said, and Presti's so disappointed, but he's like, yeah, I guess I'll send you to the team you've just blindsided me with in terms of a request. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, I don't think the story's ever over, guys. Because the Lakers and the Clippers are the two best teams in the Western Conference. And you have, and I'm on the ground here in Los Angeles. Like, if I even tweet anything about the Clippers, Laker fans are upset. I could just say the Clippers won tonight and Laker fans are upset. Okay. If you tweet about the Lakers, Clipper fans are upset. And this has not been a rivalry like this in my lifetime. And I've lived here all my life. But two really big things happened. Two players from Los Angeles, from Kawhi Leonard is from the Inland Empire, and that's the east of Los Angeles. Paul George is from a little north of Los Angeles. But that, we call those places, the, you know, Los Angeles. They were, you know, they both turned down the Lakers to go play for the Clippers. Like, that doesn't happen. No. These are guys who grew up idolizing Kobe Bryant. And the Lakers have never really lost big free agency things to the Clippers. They lost to Chris Paul trade. Yeah, they lost that one. But that was not really their fault. That was, you know, the NBA stepped in and there was the whole basketball reasons, yada, yada. But they've never lost, gotten a meeting with a free agent like Paul George, who then both decide we'd rather play across the street with the Clippers. That's never happened.
The article is Why Paul George Came to L.A. She is senior writer with ESPN, Ramona Shelburne. It's a really, really interesting, detailed piece. Drake is included. Kawhi's included. The Raptors are included. Great stuff as always. Thank you for doing this today, Ramona.
Thanks, boy. Did I get Drake off the hook?
No, you didn't.
I don't know.
I feel like he's getting side-eyed. It's not his fault. He was just, like, letting the guy use his house.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll let you know down the road.
It's always his fault.
Okay.
We'll find a way. Thanks, Ramona.
All right, guys.
There's Ramona Shelburne of ESPN.
She's a big Drake fan, apparently.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think that's likely what happened. Like, I think Drake was kind of thinking, okay, you're my buddy or whatever. I don't know how it ever came up. Can I use your
house? Wasn't thinking that.
He wasn't thinking, I'm in Toronto.
Yeah.
Go ahead and use my pad and have Paul George over,
right,
and do your thing. He wasn't thinking that.
Well, you're a generous person. You've lent your place to, like...
Yeah, but what's he going to do? He's not going to invite Paul George over.
He's not going to broker a deal and move to Sportsnet.
No, he's not having Al's brother over.
That's
so
what I'm
Al's
saying.
Brother, like, can maybe, go to Sportsnet.
If you loaned his place, that's what... You loaned your place to the Grappler, and all of a sudden... Al's brother ends up on the other station.
Yeah, that
like
would have been a problem.
That's brokering a deal.
That would have been a problem, and I would have blamed you for that.
Yes, we would have blamed
you.
I
would have too, but it's not happening.
Here's what I didn't realize. Like, if you're such good friends with Paul George and he lives around the corner, stay at his house.
Why not? Can I come over?
Yeah, why am I staying at Drake's house? It's not an inconvenience to Drake because he's not there. But
this is fishy. This isn't the end of the story.
I didn't realize Drake lived that close to the Kardashians either, because there's been a lot of smoke there for a while. That Drake weaseled his way in there.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
You think?
Oh, yeah.